depths. He had hacked and chiseled away the thin, glittering seam of her life, even as they stepped from the chapel, left her played out, empty as the battered buckets that she can only fill with black bitterness. The cheap dress and wilted flowers of Saturday exchanged in the dark for a filthy apron and a bouquet of bruises that bloomed so early. And on the Monday, down she went, bound in the clanging cage. There'll be no resurrection. The lightless toil only paid in the remnant coins thrown on the scrubbed table on a Friday, black from his hands and never enough to sate his appetite for revenge. Scrubbing his angry back, white as a root, she thinks of the other white body, so small, slippery as soap, and still, that she had to give to the other place below the sodden, sooty earth, and wishes she had gone with it, safe from his hard spade hands. He leaves again, slamming the door, tipping the gritty water from the bath. She watches it drain slowly away.